Tal, what's going on?
KT.
What up, dog?
What's up, my man?
So for those who don't know, Kevin Touch is the infamous man who started Anchor, in my opinion. You're the man who got me listening to Anchor in the first place, and he's also the San Antonio Spurs expert, so I had to bring him in for some Kawhi talk. So we're going to break it down, KT. What is your thoughts on Kawhi right now?
Three things. We all know, if anybody in the San Antonio market is, number one, Kawhi is a silent killer. He hasn't said directly he's leaving. Number two, Spurs management is one of the top-notch in the league. Doesn't mean I don't have to trade him. And number three, if he goes to the Lakers, what are they going to offer to us? Are they really going to bring Lonzo to a market with his dad? So the way I see it, I think this is still – all right, people starting rumors, you know. I still think we got to keep it calm, and as you know, Aaron Rodgers wants to relax.
Everybody needs to relax a little bit. I did that this morning, and I said it's like Spurs management is not Cavs management, all right? This is not Kyrie Irving situation where they're just going to trade him because he wants to get traded, all right? So Kawhi can sit on the bench the entire year. The Spurs management will do that to him. That's what he really wants, I think.
To be honest with you, I still think – I mean, he's even said he wants to be a Spur for life. So I still think there's a lot of layers in this. And if anything, if he does – let's say he does leave, I still think another better option if we really wanted to rebuild would be like a Celtics team, because they have incredible young talent, and we'll have to eventually rebuild. And we know Pop's probably leaving after 2020, 2021-ish because, you know, his time's getting up and – I don't know how many more years Manu's got. This could be his last year. I mean, there's a lot of people and a lot of dominoes to fall. But the key is we still have a lot of things that could happen. Let's look at the opposite way. Kawhi, he stays. LeBron's out there. What could possibly happen there? You know, and Pop hasn't even talked to Kawhi face-to-face yet. So I feel like all these rumors that have been, I think ESPN or whoever started this, like, he hasn't said one word yet. Until I see the day where he's actually on ESPN or something saying, "Yeah, I'm going to make my decision and leave," in that voice, I'm not going to buy anything.
I don't know if that day's ever going to come. I don't think Kawhi Leonard will ever be on ESPN, even if he does get traded. But you brought up a good point, because I think the Boston Celtics are your best suitor, and apparently they made an offer at the deadline last year. You guys need to be going. I don't know why the name is out there, but apparently Jaylen Brown has been on the market, and Jaylen Brown is the guy you guys want. That guy is really good, and I don't know. I think that the Celtics just have so many small forwards with Gordon Hayward coming back next year, and Jason Tatum's going to be a freaking amazing player. So I think that's why Jaylen Brown's out there, but he is good. That's who you should go after.
Yeah, and that's if this were to happen, like I said, if this happens and Kawhi actually leaves, that's the guy I want. I don't want anyone else other than the Celtics to trade. I feel like that organization, they've handled it pretty good. They built up. I've also heard rumors he might go to the Knicks, but at the end of the day, it's like the only thing they could give us would be the goat, or at least hit their goat, the unicorn. But, I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. I still think Kawhi hasn't really given us a clear answer. I still think the media love to hype it. I mean, let's take last year. LaMarcus Aldridge talks with Pop. He wants to get a trade. Look what happens. He stays. Back in 2000, Tim Duncan almost went to the Magic.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you hear all these stories just like, well, what if it's the same thing where, all right, all this hype comes out and he just actually stays with us? You know,
I'm pretty sure that, like, Kobe Bryant at one point literally went on the radio and said, "Trade me away from the Lakers," and they just didn't do it. I'm pretty sure that is something that actually happened like 10 years ago.
You see what I'm saying? I feel like it's up to RC and that management. I just don't see the Spurs wanting to start the next super team. I think a lot of people say, why would the Spurs give away Kawhi with the chance of Paul George, with the chance of LeBron, with the chance of all these free agents? It's like, I just don't see the next super team coming from that LA market. And the Spurs don't really want to bring over a guy like Kuzma or Lonzo Ball. It's just, you look at the San Antonio market, you're supposed to be humble and
They are not humble. They are the opposite of humble.
Exactly. Yeah, Spurs are a very humble organization. And these guys with LeVar and that group, I don't think we won. The Spurs market is a very – just that culture, from what I understand, is just a humble market in general. But the Lake L.A. is – forget it. So I still think this is all rumors. It's all speculation.
Yeah,
and we'll just play it out.
I agree with the speculation. There's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. So I mentioned this earlier when I did my thing, but LaMarcus Aldridge, you mentioned he was discontent last year and Pop fixed that. But now this is 2 years in a row that a superstar player on the Spurs has been discontent. Do you think that Greg Popovich should be blamed for this at all? Is it just that young guys can't get coached anymore? What do you think about that?
I mean, I still think Pop is a great coach. I mean, don't get me wrong. He does the things the right way. Now, it's interesting. This one, I'm going to give him the pass. Last season, I felt like he changed LaMarcus's – he tried to change LaMarcus as a player, and then he just let LaMarcus be LaMarcus and it worked. This year, I understand. He lost his wife. He hasn't been around full extent. I can still think that's lingering in his mind. And number two, I just feel like with Kawhi, it's such a hard, tricky situation to pick. I mean, I don't even see the guy anywhere. There's no platforms he's on. He just – I feel like he's just one of these ghosts that just hanging around, and then when you do catch him, it's like a miracle. But so I really think it's hard to really judge on Kawhi. If this was somebody like a Manu or a Tony, and it's that extent, it's like, oh, now I know there's something wrong here internally. But with Kawhi and his incredible way to stay silent, I just don't know if I can just blame Pop. I will say this, though. It is concerning for the future, these next 2-3 years, whatever we got. If we do have another situation arise and Pop is 100% intact, there's no sudden tragic loss or something of that nature, and he starts having more of these players have issues, then that's internally a problem. But even then, we know that there's only 2 or 3 more years left of this team, because we'll have to reveal. I think every great franchise, even the Spurs, who've made it for 21 straight years, the playoffs, we'll have to eventually rebuild, because it is the youngest guy in the league. But we'll see. I think it's all open to speculation. I still think there's no 100% blame on anybody. It's just one of those things that happen. I mean, every team will go through it. Let's face it. I mean, some do it more than others, but every team has its problems. It's not just because the Spurs get one. It's more hype because they never have problems. I think that's another thing, too.
That's why. It's because they never have problems that it's such a big story. But I think that you're right. I mean, I really don't think that he's going to be moving, because this is like the situation of Paul George last year, where it's like he's still got a year left. And unless – I don't see the Lakers. The Lakers aren't going to – that's what's been annoying me and convinced me to make the first podcast this morning. It's like he prefers the Lakers. Who gives a shit if he prefers the Lakers? He's not a free agent, man. So what I think is going to happen is like – just like last year, nobody thought Paul George was going to the Thunder. And then out of nowhere, the Thunder just made a really bad trade offer. Basically, they gave away Oladipo, their future superstar, and DeMontis Sabonis. And they're like, all right, we'll take him. Indiana said that. So unless something happens, I think that whoever ends up getting Kawhi, if he gets traded, is going to be a team that nobody even thinks about right now, who just makes a stupid trade offer and gives up their future for 1 year of Kawhi.
Right.
That's what I see happening. That's what I think is most realistic. It's just some team that nobody's – like the Charlotte Hornets are going to make it – they're going to give away 3 first-round picks from 2019 to 2022 for Kawhi. You know, something like that's going to – that's what I think is going to happen.
I mean, that's a fatal flaw in the Hornets, is they'd already give up Kemba Walker. Or they just make some – these franchises, none of these franchises, man, some of these are just – they're laughable, I'll be honest with you. But I mean, look at this rumor. I heard a rumor that Anthony Davis, he might go to the Warriors. And he even said, I think it was a rumor. It's like, if he does that, he's not even in favor. He might just retire if that happens. So, you see what I'm saying? I think all these rumors, that's why NBA offseason is like a soap opera. You can't predict –
it's amazing.
I mean, it's more. Honestly, I don't pay attention to any other offseason other than the NBA, and sometimes racing offseason is just the same way. I mean, I feel like because it's such a crazy market, anyone can go, and these big names just come in together. LeBron, even CP3 with his max contract, Draymond with his max. There's just so many names that come in mind. It's like
I love it. 12-month season, baby. 12-month season.
There really is no offseason. I guess your offseason will be just like 1 month in September. And that's it. Then we get right back to October. That's why I love the NBA. It's just constant coverage. And once we get to July 1, I mean, imagine what the phone notifications are going to look like. Imagine what the coverage is. It's going to be crazy. So I still think, though, with Kawhi, because he's such a usual character in an unusual situation, we have to just be careful with him, Spurs Nation, and we'll see what happens. I really look at this as just all speculation, and whatever the chips lie, they lie. I mean, you know, the best bet we get is, all right, so Kawhi gets the Supermax, great, but what else can we build around that? We got LaMarcus and Kawhi back. LaMarcus looks good. We haven't really get to see those two play yet, and let's say we pick up one small piece, or we do – yeah, I don't know, whatever the draft pick we get. We get somebody from the draft pick. I think we're looking at that Villanova kid. And we get somebody like that. That could be good for the future. So I still think it's all open for us. And the goal, honestly, at the end of the day, is we got to challenge the Rockets and the Warriors. That's the number one goal. So we'll see what happens as we move forward.
I know. I mean, I was actually – I still like this guy. I've told you this a couple of times. DeJounte Murray, the point guard.
D-Murray.
He was second team all defense. I mean, the guy's got potential. So I think that he is who y'all need to build around. And if you keep Kawhi, that's two first team all defensive players. And then if you get Paul George, that's three first team. You guys need to just build a freaking defensive powerhouse. That's how you beat these teams, man.
Yeah, actually, I think we led the league in points per game giving up. I think it was like 90. I think that's at best. So I think our defense, I mean, Pop's one of the greatest coaches. I mean, yes, we can give him credit for his own presence, but for defense, his schemes are incredible. I just believe his defense. I think he's underrated in the defensive style. But definitely, if we can build a defensive team, a defensive unit that can stop these teams like the Warriors, Rockets, Thunder, depending on what happens in the offseason, I think it'll just be good for us in the future, for sure.
I think that this next week will be make or break, because the draft is next week. If you guys don't trade Kawhi before the draft, because that's really all y'all can get is just like good draft picks and build for the future and just can it in. But if you don't trade him within the next week, he's staying. And then it's like, I mean, who's to say that Popovich doesn't just go out and get LeBron? And then you really think Kawhi is gonna pitch and complain when he can play against, you know, play with LeBron? And that team would be scary. So I mean, I think that this next week will be make or break, and we'll see what happens. But I don't know that I see Kawhi moving, really.
Exactly. And another thing is, too, Kawhi's such a, you know, cool customer. He's very quiet. LeBron would just take all the headlines, and I think he'd be 100% okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
He wouldn't mind just shadowing somebody. He's not really a guy who wants to put himself – I mean, some of the TV interviews he does, he just wants to get in there, get out, and have a good time in the sense that he just wants to train. So,
yeah.
So I still think it's open for us. There's a lot of great things on the table. And if LeBron and Pop, they team up, I mean, just look out. We'll be coming for those Warriors, I think, and the Rockets, in the sense that, hey,
we're here. I think the Rockets are done, actually. I think that Clint Capella was a really important piece of that team. I'm almost positive that he's a free agent. And there's going to be a team that's going to throw a max at him. Like, I think I was hearing, like, the Suns might throw a max at him. So Clint Capella, I think, is going to be gone. So the Rockets are done. They had 1 year. I don't think the Rockets are going to be relevant next season. That's my opinion. I think they're kind of done. Their time came and went. So
you know, that is a good point. Without Clint, the way CP is playing, I still think there'll be enough to make it playoffs. You're right.
I just don't think that people are going to be like, oh, the Rockets got a chance to be, you know, in the finals. I just don't think that's realistic at all.
No, they had their game 7 moment literally, and they. Mm-hmm.
They went 0 for 27, and they missed 27 3-pointers in a row.
Happens, Pat. Yeah, they just couldn't get it. So for sure, I think if that is their one season, just live it up while you Rocket fans out there. We're moving to a new era.
Yes, sir. Well, we got to wrap it up. But I want you to say maybe one more thing about what you're doing these days, KT. Is it something new? You got a new platform coming out? What's new with you, KT? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has been a minute. So I've got a couple new things. So the Anchor Nation, actually, all the success I've had, all the great things, we're actually ending the show at episode 100 in favor for an incredible new show that's coming out where we're going to be interviewing people in, like, top 200 podcasts, people who have had big social media followings or people who have been making moves in the world. That'll be the new podcast launching in January. For the Nation, that will be in a book form. I'm writing a book as we speak, trying to
KT, yeah, the author, baby.
That's right. Yeah, basically what I do is I have enough content to where episode 1 to 100, I'm on episode, I think, 12 now. And I just write my reactions and thoughts and compose into a book. GotCreateSpace.com, really easy platform. I've interviewed some authors, they'll help me through the process. We'll expect that probably in the next 4 to 6 months, because I have to wait till episode 100 is done anyway, sometime in August. And then the other show we're having is me and my buddy, we're going to try to do a 10 for 5. We're going to follow 10 people for the next 5 years and follow their journey. And see what they can do from year 1 to year 5, and you can graduate your own school, basically. Kind of. It's a really cool idea. Big plans are in the summer, and it all starts right now. That's how it works.
You're an innovator, man. That's why I love you, man. KT, you are an innovator.
That's right. Any franchise out there, call me. I'm the innovator.
That's right. That's right, man. All right, KT, it was a freaking pleasure. Always great to catch up with you, man.
You got top. Thanks. Joy.
See you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.